reports, essentially, just like this says, nothing new, just renew, you're gonna have to have a slogan. That's really what the explanation's gonna come down to, is whatever your catchphrase is. And basically, a short version, I would think, is you're trying to sell where you're getting McDonald back on par with all these facilities we go to that are first-class facilities everywhere except here.
That's too long. That slogan's too long.
I'm saying that's what you're trying to sell, though.
Yeah.
You're trying to get McDonald to where everybody else already has been for a few years now.
Because if you do, I mean, really, I mean, our outdoor facility, I mean, it's...
It's embarrassing.
We're at the bottom. I mean, you might be able to say, okay, Matthews is with us, or, okay, I don't want to be on par with Matthews in any of their facilities.
Exactly.
But other than that, I mean, you look around, in our league, in our conference, I mean, it is absolutely, there's no question whose facilities, and you know, on the same token, it's exciting, too, though, what we have done. I mean, if you haven't been in the high school gym, you get a chance to go in there this year and watch a game. The bleachers are fantastic in there. If we work on the handicap situation there, we really feel like we've made a long-term investment there. So now we're not going to run into a situation where, you know, one person falling down those steps that had no railing, we would have spent more than we spent on the bleachers right there. So, I mean, it's fantastic. Those are done. They look great. So, I mean, it's we got to keep the softballs away from them. But other than that, we're good.
We're just giving you a hard time. So I honestly, I do think the next thing we need to talk about, it's great that we're going to do the small group meetings and stuff, but I think we need to be more aggressive in communicating this. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of questions. Those small group meetings cannot be the
only
yes.
avenue. Well, even, you know, tomorrow there's an opportunity, you know, maybe working with, you know, Mr. Roop and the groups down there tomorrow. I mean, you got an audience tomorrow like you won't have, I mean, with that elementary billy goat. I know it's an odd setting potentially, but you've also got all these young parents that are in the district that, you know, these are the people you want to communicate to about what your vision is. So I'm not sure if there's a chance that, you know, after the race is over tomorrow, that we could try to set up something.
I think if you just handed out flyers to people and gave them a chance to have something in their hands and something, a way to start asking questions if they need to.
Yep.
I mean, that'll at least spark the conversation. I put together this. Did you guys get the timeline thing?
Yes, excellent. Thank you. Yeah,
we're just brainstorming some ideas of ways that we could get out there.
Yeah, I totally agree.
And obviously, I mean, time is of the essence at this point. We're
And I think in the good part, though, is we're at a point now where this is where we want to be aggressive, because if you start too early, you know, people lose the message of what you're doing and what you're, as far as the campaign goes, we want to be right now.
Well, and getting down to the senior citizens complex and getting down to
the, nothing formal, but I'll share it with you guys.
Community room where they're meeting on a regular basis, that would be important, because you have a lot of voters in the senior citizen complex that you know
get forgotten about sometimes.
Exactly. Not only that, but they don't have to, their rent is not going to go up because they vote for a levy.
I think we have to maybe talk to whoever's running the facility right now and see if they can willing work to, you know, to let us put some advertisement in there, maybe set up a night where we could go down.
Folks in town whose relatives live in there.
Sure.
You know, Pat McCartney's mom lives there. Bob and Alice Hobbs just moved back in there. So, you know, and I don't even know who else, but getting there and getting to the senior citizens that they're having the exercise groups and that sort of thing.
In the new facility?
In the new community room.
I guess we'd have to look at there too, is I want to make sure we, you know, that they're comfortable with what, I don't want to crash in, you know, they're doing their yoga and here we come.
No.
We want to make sure they know we're coming, right?
You know, they have a movie at, exactly, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree.
On Friday afternoon, they have a movie and popcorn, you know, either before or after the movie, can we take 10 minutes just to let them know?
Absolutely.
So that's it. I think we have good ideas, but I think we need to have either somebody volunteering to do this, and this, whatever. We need to have champions of these ideas and actually make sure that we move them forward.
Yeah. We also talked about, you know, social media playing a huge role in this. I mean, I know the McDonald community page is out there. We could use that to our benefit, or we could get crucified by it. So to me...
Exactly.
Yeah, but right now, we're just getting crucified. So we might as well try to...
It's entertaining.
It is. But we might as well try to spin it as much as we can to the positive message of what we're trying to do.
And the other positive is that, yes, you're used to paying it, but you're going to be paying a reduced amount.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you're going to be paying less money, and you're going to, and our kids are going to have a world-class facility. That's another speaking point that you...
Sure.
That people need to understand also.
And so at the time of the last levy, when we said, for example, if you own a $100,000 home, you're paying this much a year. So that's how much you were paying with the 10.75, and showing the comparison of this is how much you'd be paying now. It's a great reduction. And showing them that. And that's what we need you to do,
yes,
to show us. You already have.
Yeah,
don't you?
Yes.
I knew you did.
That you do. You did black and white for them to.
I think one of the things that we have.
That's the time. Give it up, Bill.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
So one thing is, even if we move into social media, then we'd have to do a couple things. Number one, we'd have to create a Facebook account, mm-hmm, dedicated to the McDonald Board of Education.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we post, we want to post from that one. I don't think we want to post from individuals' personal accounts.
I think that you need to post it as, not as the McDonald Board of Education.
The McDonald Levy Committee.
Levy Committee.
I'm with you. Absolutely.
Can your sister assist with that?
Yeah.
So you'll be paying $79.
So if we can get our talking points that, like we were talking about here,
yes,
the questions and answers,
yes,
because these would be the valid things to put right on that, to
yes,
constantly be posting on there of, you know, what is the proposed levy? Why is it an emergency levy? Why, you know, and give them the details like that we just received here, that if you own a $100,000 house, your taxes will be decreased by $80 a year.
I'll donate. I'd put money. I think you get a lot. I'd throw 5 to 10 grand.
So, yeah, I mean, so if we move towards. So, McDonald Levy Committee.
That's your slogan. Pay less, get more.
There you go.
Yeah.
I like that.
Is there a company?
I think you're on the committee. All I can say. You're on the committee, brother. Seriously. You reach a lot of parents through your kids' athletics that you could speak, and that you're a good disciple of this back there.
There you have it.
So you have a $100,000 house. Your current tax will be down $79.
I like it a lot.
I think you need some.
If we do this with any kind of Facebook page too, we can make it pretty simple into a website as well. I mean, it's not going to be. You don't have to make it a grandiose website, but you can offer, you know, at least the same information right there for people that, there are some people out there that still don't want to go on Facebook.
Can we put it on the school website, though? Or no? No.
Yeah.
Yes, let's just tell everybody, First Amendment, out the window.
On the website.
Or you can't advocate for...
Yeah.
That's why Gary should be...
That's why you have the committee.
That's the committee, gotcha.
Just like you can't...
I figured, but I didn't know how the website came into...
Pat McCarthy is the still the yeah.
She said that they
still care. The chairperson.
You told me you wouldn't listen to have it because you said that you could have these weight rooms on the board.
We can create this because we're not going to have anything that says vote for the levy on it. All this does is explain.
We're doing the back work.
Yeah.
And then when it's promoted, it's got to come from him or that committee.
Yeah. We just can't say anything that says vote for the levy.
I don't know why anybody would not want to improve.
Because this is all just information.
So then do we have to be careful with this Facebook aspect as well and have it be a source that's not derived from us? Okay, so now I got to get real creative. If I derive this from someone,
when you say
it's related
derive,
to me,
mean?
Well, building the content.
They can do it. It's just any payment
once
for
it gets pushed out
has to be done through.
Yeah, but it won't be any payment, is what I'm saying. I can get this done with no payment.
Well, then it would have to be a donation of the time to the levy committee.
Okay. Because I could do.
So it would all have to be under the levy committee.
Okay.
Quite frankly.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'll have to twist her arm and I'll have to buy my sister a beer later. But I know she'd be willing to put the content of the page together and then push out the talking points, you know, at a later time, too, once we get, she's got to get the framework done first. The challenge is, though, when you do a page like this, you have to link it to, we were talking about this, to an individual's account. So it will have to be linked to her account then. But, I mean, again, there's no payment, there's no concern there.
So what about some type of mailing to go, I mean, because you have to remember we're reaching all voters and some don't use social media at all or look on a website or anything.
Well, and then the other question is, how much money is in the levy committee's coffers?
I don't think there's a lot right now. There's not a lot right now.
So, you know, again, mailing costs money.
Well.
I know, I just got a request from Warren City Schools asking for donations.
We could do this as the school, we could send this out as long as we're not soliciting.
There's no place to park this thing.
As long as it doesn't say vote for the levy.
Yeah, you're giving just factual.
Yeah.
I know, if you pull out at lunchtime here.
And you can encourage people to go vote.
But we can encourage people to go vote, but we can't pay for paper that goes out, that this goes out on, that has to be paid for by the levy.
If it's informational.
We can't.
It's strictly informational.
Last time we did this, it was Schoolhouse News, remember? Oh, you don't remember.
Yeah, you're right, it was.
Yeah, it was, and that was printed up here, it was paid for up here. It was a school publication that provided information regarding the levy.
Okay.
And it didn't have any solicit or.
You're only giving information about the levy, what it'll be used for.
For example, the sign that says vote yes can't be on school property.
Correct. Unless you let somebody put up one that says vote no. Yeah, you could do, you could allow both, but, I mean, I don't think you'd want to get involved with it.
Might look a little odd, you know, right in the front of the marquee, you know, out in front where, you know.
Don't want to go there.
So then we need to find out how much money is in the levy committee fund. All right, did I make that up?
Yep.
No, that's what it is.
We can print informational material, and we can mail informational material.
Mm-hmm.
We just can't have, and you could encourage people to vote on November the 5th?
Eighth.
Okay, you can encourage them to vote.
Vote on the 5th, too.
Yeah, early and often.
Yeah, because that's the other thing that we're up against, too, are your early voters.
That's a good point. There's people actually casting their ballots right now.
Right, and they're probably like, what is this?
Exactly. Pay less, get more.
I think, so a couple of our other challenges, too, as we get ready to do this, if we get print and mailers ready to go, is obviously you are not going to be here for a window where we're going to, so we're going to have to.
Got a lot to do. I'll be busy next week. It's okay.
No, I'm with you, but if we get to a point where we need to authorize some print mail, we know we can, you know, we're not going to bother you when you're
out of country. Start working on a flyer and have something before the end of the day.
Okay, all right.
Awesome.
That's good. I feel like we accomplished something.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. I mean, and the other thing that I had on here, I think we still would have to work on it, but I think any chance, like you mentioned, the elementary, the Lego race tomorrow, mm-hmm. the bridge game's coming up. I mean, what can we do? Are we at whatever, if someone wants to pass out the same informational flyer that would be mailed at the game, it seems like it should be some kind of short postcard, bullet point kind of thing.
We have a table at the Ridge game this Friday.
That,
is that home?
Yeah, next Friday's at home.
Is there a limit to how many of us can sit at the table? Only two.
I'm good. I'll stand.
No, per quarter.
You're not deciding anything, are you? It's all informational.
I think so. And I think
if we were all together.
I mean, tomorrow I know is going to be a push to get anything down there. My point just was that you're not going to come up with a bigger crowd of school-age kids and their parents than you're going to come up with tomorrow at that race. But even being down there, just to, maybe they can announce if they have questions or, you know, at least just
that's true.
Having an option of, yeah, we'll be there if they have any questions or concerns that we could try to start. So if we don't have anything that we can hand out directly.
You want to have a table down there tomorrow to ask questions about the levy?
I'm thinking it's a
registration source.
An option. I mean, there's going to be hundreds and hundreds of school age Roosevelt, I mean, from kindergarten through sixth.
And obviously there could be future runners.
Yeah, absolutely.
That would be a good place.
But I'd want to talk to, you know, I'll talk to, try to get a hold of Mr. Roop, make sure that we're not, you know, we don't want to step on toes, but I think it's a,
I don't
do it afterward, I don't think it'll be an issue.
What time does it start tomorrow?
I think the race starts at
5:15. Registration starts at 4:15.
And that they have girls and boys, just two races, right?
Girls first, then boys.
Yeah, but just two races.
Yes. Yep.
That's a 2.1 mile deal, right?
One. Just a 1 mile fun run for the kids. Yep.
I got some runners in there. I got that on me here.
By the way, I know we can do, just got to say, 20 straight years the boys have won the ITCL championship. 20 years in a row. I don't know how you can do anything 20 years in a row.
This is the varsity, you mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Varsity boys, they announced yesterday, was 20 straight years.
The bachelor child is okay, huh?
And girls, all four programs. I mean, yesterday, all four won their races yesterday. So.
And the girls were second, third, fourth.
Oh, the girls, it was like, I think they could have won first place and second place if you would have had an A and a B team. Would you, pretty close?
Well, that one girl from the other team actually wasn't a team. The girl came in first.
Yeah.
So they actually got a perfect score. They got
a yeah. So, I mean, I think their B team would have been pretty close to, to second place.
Every year, though.
All 13 girls were in the top 28.
I'm trying to give it to do that.
Awesome. Okay, so you'll find out about the Facebook page?
Yeah, I'll start on that, and I'm more than willing to help out tomorrow down at the race aspect. You know, I mean, there'll be a lot of people there, so if there are more of us that are there, we could split up and they, you know, answer
pay less,
questions.
Get more.
Yep. Pay less, get more.
It's the truth. That's a good thing.
Yeah. And I mean, like, you're right, though. We got to just keep hitting the reduce and renew, too. It's reduce. I mean, it really is reduce. And people just, it's almost, it is foreign to them to think about the fact that, yes, they're going to get money back.
So, and that's so again, you know, something very short and to the point, starting with pay less, get more, and, you know,
make sure that's not, that's not trademarked by Payless, is it?
No.
I was
thinking the same thing. I'm thinking, wait a minute.
We had that phrase.
Yeah.
Again, some big
was it Payless shoes? I want to make sure.
Well, they'll seek a cease and desist, and by the time they find out and do that,
levy's
we're done.
Levy's passed.
So we'll say, fine. We'll stop.
Okay, sorry. Do it the Catholic way.
Just the guy, they do it first and ask, beg for permission.
Yes.
Or ask, yeah, okay.
Go to confession.
Beg
later.
For forgiveness later. Okay.
Ask permission, right?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, let's get more and renew and or reduce and renew and renew and reduce. Those are some good points.
And putting the dollar amount of the reduction, showing them, you know, if you were paying, you know, $50 a year before, you're paying $25 now. You know what I mean? Very simply put.
Terrible headache.
You save $100,000 home.
Mm-hmm.
Save $79.
Yep.
$119, $159. Then you lose your house.
Mm-hmm. You'll find yourself.
Trust me.
You go to the grocery store. Don't buy any meat.
And now it's going through like you're about a whole petition and you might pay $1,000
for everything. That's awesome.
I can't eat like any meat from Spoil.
So how do we get the meetings with the churches too? The churches and the senior citizens. I think we can get the school community. Those are easy. Mineral Ridge football games. We got to get the community.
Do you want to
like the
split those up?
Yeah, I mean that's my concern. Is yeah.
Contact pegs.
Help the kids.
Yeah, that'd be.
Then student council is going to come to our meeting on Monday and ask.
Any idea like who's on parish council at the Catholic Church?
I do.
Who? Anybody that can?
I do a Bible study on at the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
This
but if we can combine their.
When's there a chunk of people? I mean, other than the service.
Spend some
other
yourself.
Than that.
I do. My car is nice.
Oh, boy. No, because we're not raising money for the Catholic schools.
I use related.
No. We can't take from their coffers. We'll be in
you
big
know,
trouble.
I'll tell you what.
To make money, you can't make time. I just give it to you.
Father Brent is pretty liberal, and
but I have a feeling he might get if they found out that a local school district was raised trying to use their platform to raise or their pulpit to raise money.
Not the pulpit.
Remember, we are pay less.
Pay less, get more.
We are not raising money.
Well, you know, I'm kind of up in the choir loft.
John, I like this.
And at the end of Mass, when Father says, does anybody else have anything to add?
We do.
Go to the microphone and say.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Something.
I ask them, I think.
If they have a question, we don't have to do anything, we'll get it for them.
No.
What are you thinking?
I said, this has a lot of questions and answers. I said, what we should do, if you have any questions, call any board member.
Absolutely.
If we're not available, we'll.
No, that's a good idea.
We'll find out.
Yeah, and even through that levy committee, if we do the Facebook, you know we're going to get them there. Because people will be pounding comments of.
Oh, sure.
But we'll take the real ones that are meaningful and that are asking questions and try to make sure we address those in the next one we put out.
The other thing that I put on here was having an evening with the board members where it's not a big community forum, but it's everyone kind of sitting separately, we're available, that people can come in and ask questions closer to the actual.
Oh, you mean like small groups?
Yes.
Get some.
Yeah, like you come out and sit here.
Okay.
Right, pretty much, yeah, where it's more individualized and not.
So, now, as I'm looking even with this levy, the Facebook, I want to make sure I do this the right way. So again, if we're not encouraging the vote yes, it's still the same philosophy, right? If we're using this Facebook to put out the informational points of it, it can be tied to us.
Yep.
But we can't tell them to vote yes.
I hope you're right.
Yeah.
We can do the informational stuff that we're doing in a flyer and constrain ourselves to that same informational stuff there. We should be fine without having to worry about it being tied to, yes.
Sure, don't have the same pride thing. Yeah, absolutely.
As long as he's willing, that's all, I just want to make sure someone is willing. I mean, would my sister tie it to hers? Of course she would. Would I tie it to mine? Yeah, my wife's.
Oh, God, you
yeah.
can't.
Yeah, but if that looks like it's bad, I'm just.
No,
but if we kick,
I wouldn't do that. I
would. It's if you could tie it to Pat, it'd probably be cleaner because he's clearly there.
Now, what she would need from him, though, would be like access at some point. Because literally, he'd be the one that would have complete control over it. So we have to make sure it's someone who's.
Cost less.
Comfortable enough to have that. You know what I mean?
They logically look at a senior that had a home.
I mean, he can always reset his password and stuff after we shut down.
In most cases,
yeah.
That's probably 80%.
And well, mine's still there, and I don't even.
401ks.
It actually has some new traffic to it.
Yeah,
it was linked on the. It was linked on the community page.
Do you guys have anything else you want to stick in this?
No, this is great.
No, and I think we'll be ready to.
Other than the what's an emergency level.
The small changes. Yeah.
Let me ask this question.
Reducing 2.5.
You can ask whatever you want. That doesn't mean we'll get any.
Not a lot of money.
Do we? What happens if we pass the levy?
But there's a whole puzzle.
And the land falls through?
The land falls through. Are we going to do something out there?
Yes.
Or would we have to go back?
We'll have to do something.
No, I mean something big. Something big.
I think.
Will we do 4?
I think the answer to that to me would be if the first one fell through, then we'd take the same approach to saying, okay, now we want hard cost on what that would be. And then analyze whether or not that's a valid project.
But I guess the question is, would we roll to 4 without going back to the voters and saying we're going to 4? Remember, we were going to do 5. We're not doing 5. We're doing 4.
If we do
well,
4,
right now there's not.
If we didn't
right
go as grandiose as of a project,
we haven't settled on one option.
Yeah.
Because we don't know if the land is going to be appropriate yet.
Well, the only thing we talk about here is
that
we don't talk about anything about option 4.
That's paved the grade school.
Yeah,
that's paved
the
grade.
Right, I agree with you.
Because if we do, then it creates more.
Then that's right.
But if we don't, if all we say is we're doing number 5, and the deal falls through, can we, in good conscience, do number 4 without going back to the voters?
Well, we wouldn't have
the
to
money.
Go back to the voters, but we still
but we
still
told
need
them we're
to
using
back.
The money for 5, option
no,
5
no,
and not 4.
You say if the levy fails.
No.
No, he's
levy
saying levy
passes.
Passes.
Well, I'm sure.
Levy passes.
5
option
falls
5,
through.
We find out after.
Legally.
Can we do option 4 or are we, did we mislead the voters because we said we were going to do five.
Well, no, I think it's what we're saying, we want improvements.
Transparent and say, look, the land deal is falling through, so we need to look at the other options.
All weather class.
And we get the community involved.
And if we sense their support is negative, then we can go back to fixing it and give the money back.
Right.
If we get the feedback of people coming in saying, no, hey, it was five or bust for us, and the majority of the community seems to.
But how do you do that in a manner that you feel comfortable? I mean,
yeah.
You can't be as precise as voting on a levy.
No, you
can't. You've got a clear yeas and nays.
If we don't do that, what we should do is keep the grass stadium.
But that's what we're here for.
They don't give a shit about track.
To make those decisions.
I understand that.
The contingency of that land deal falling through, then we need to go.
But we haven't said anything.
I think we could include something in there to saying that if this deal were not to come to fruition.
Is that $500 or $2 million?
Well, yeah, you're right.
Is that too confusing then?
It can't.
Because we're saying. So we just swallow hard, hope for the best, and if we get there and we have to fast dance, we fast dance.
Things have to change.
They said they only need 6 to 8 tracks.
All right. Just want to make sure we're all in agreement.
I can get Catherine.
Well, you have a beautiful stadium. I mean, four.
Sounds like I'm going to get my dad to do one with his friends.
We're trying to do that for $500,000 and we can take out the money we got from the state and everybody's.
About this?
He is. Let me read.
Oh, the other game.
Yes.
Who are those old people?
I know.
Then do we, you know.
I lived every angle for 1 year.
I'm joking.
I'm
joking. This is the best executive session we have ever had. I know that.
Do we look at one, and I know it's difficult for you guys, it's a little different. Do we look at one, though, a little coffee with village council and the mayor, too, and I'll put ourselves out there to them right now?
You're going to pay $400,000 and have to see a
Yeah. And I know it might be awkward for you, know, but I mean, we could definitely do that, so we want them to feel comfortable. We want them to, you know, any questions they have. Okay. I mean, I think that's a valid thing to do right now, is have their input.
You two probably are the best ones to go, because we have husbands that are on council.
Yeah, which creates a conflict, or not really a conflict, but an awkward.
The best, yeah.
We strong arm them in that other
room. Pave all that lot.
I can make that call too. I'll make it. I'll call, you know, I can call down there and I'll leave a message for the mayor. I'll call down and talk, you know, whoever we can.
Well, no,
I think we're just paid.